On a black background, yellow letters appear, Walt Disney Pictures. Above Sleeping Beauty's castle in orange, a spark of light with a tail arcs from right to left over the castle. A floating, brown, scaled shape. Shadows walk across a veined, spotted amber surface. A scaly hand with a spiked thumb opens. Gold words appear. Walt Disney Pictures presents. The tip of a tail drifts and turns. A single shadow looms on the surface.
Some things start out big, and some things start out small. Very small. But sometimes the smallest thing can make the biggest changes of all.
Moving away, the amber surface becomes grainy. It's an oblong, dull gray egg. A word appears, dinosaur. The egg lies in the center of a leaf-covered nest in a depressed mound. A gray and tan snout sniffs the egg. The head raises to reveal an adult iguanodon, with rectangular bumps rising up its head, yellow eyes, and a bony ridge along its spine. Under a blue sky, the adult iguanodon stands up, sniffing the air. In the distance, birds fly before the cloud-covered sun over dense treetops. At the mound, the iguanodon pushes the egg to join the ring with its five-fingered hand. A green and tan juvenile Parasaurolophus with a long curving crest on the back of his head nears the mound. The iguanodon shoos the Parasaurolophus away. From above, the juvenile scampers from other egg mounds tended by adults. He heads to an indigo lake where adult Parasaurolophi drink next to palm trees dwarfed by towering brachiosaurs. Granite mesas stand in the distance. He chases waterfowl through the pillar-like legs of the brachiosaurs. The birds fly away into a pale buttermilk sky, and a green-skinned, golden-winged lizard draws the juvenile's attention. The lizard snatches a dragonfly with its tongue and flits off. The juvenile chases the flying lizard, hopping back and forth into a dimly lit forest. The lizard flies to a leaf and snaps his wings shut. The juvenile approaches. Two drops of a clear liquid fall onto a nearby branch. A shadowed form with an array of glistening white fangs pushes through the foliage. The juvenile races back out to the lake clearing. The tending adult dinosaurs raise their heads. A horned, red, and slate-gray Carnotaur explodes out of the forest. His shadow covers the juvenile as the Carnotaur overtakes and passes him. The gathered dinosaurs flee, stumbling over each other. The Carnotaur weaves through palm trees as he nears the egg mounds. The iguanodon scrapes dirt over the nest, then flees as the Carnotaur's foot crushes all but one egg. He bears down on a straggling, spiked-frilled Pachyrhinosaurus and fights behind the frill and over the shoulder, bringing the animal down. A cloud of dust spreads from the kill. At the mound, the lone egg sits between the Carnotaur's claw marks. An Oviraptor, a faded purple two-legged dinosaur with an angular crest on the bridge over its nose, arrives. He grabs the egg with slender three-fingered hands and dashes through the tall grass into the forest. He zigzags over a running stream on fallen trees. He stops at a rock wall and fumbles with the egg. He looks around and loses the egg to another oviraptor. They juggle the egg, and it falls into the stream below. The oviraptors freeze, look down, and continue to quarrel. Underwater, a large, wide creature swims over and closes his mouth around the egg. His eyes widen and he spits the egg out. The egg surfaces between two four-limbed skeletosaurs sitting across from each other, and then floats on. Pink tongues slice through the water as pachyrhinos drink. As the current quickens, a swooping pteranodon scoops up the egg in its long, toothless beak. He tucks his membrane wings and dives with the waterfall, emerging from the giant mist at the bottom. A pteranodon flies over a green canyon and beyond herds of dinosaurs grazing in the sparsely wooded grasslands. Swoops under a brachiosaurus tail and down into a valley. He flies low over a river, twisting through sandstone bluffs and out to open sea with an island in clear sight. Two pteranodon chicks are in a nest on a cliff near the shore. The adult pteranodon shoots up with an updraft. Birds surround him, fighting for the egg. He drops it into the forest below. The egg lands in a moss patch as small shadows scatter into branches. The lightning flashes illuminate slender primates in the trees. A pair of yellow eyes peer between fronds.
Is it?
I don't know. Pleo, get back here. We don't know what it is.
The yellow-eyed white-furred Pleo cautiously approaches the moss patch. Blue-eyed Yar and a smaller orange-furred primate watch from behind the fronds. Pleo starts as the egg begins to open. Two primates behind the fronds share a look. Pleo opens the egg, her dark face peering in.
Dad, get over here.
The orange-furred primate springs before Yar.
Sydney, it's not safe.
Oh, I always have to go and stuff's happening.
Was an egg. Look. What?
It's a cold-blooded monster from across the sea. Vicious, flesh-eating.
Pleo cradles an infant iguanodon.
Looks like a baby to me.
Babies grow up.
You keep that thing. One day we'll turn our backs.
It'll be picking us out of its teeth. Things like that eat things like us as snacks.
So, what do we do?
Get rid of it!
Pleo clutches the infant closer as Yar stamps off.
What has gotten into you?
Pleo, that thing is dangerous!
I'm sorry, little one. Okay, get rid of it.
Pleo shoves the infant into Yar's hands.
All right, I will.
Yar holds the infant high over the ledge.
You better hurry up, Dad. It looks hungry.
Egg.
Yar's eyes roll.
Here.
Yar hands the infant back to Pleo.
It's okay. We'll teach him to hate meat.
Pleo sits down as other primates come closer.
Watch his head. I mean, watch it. He could bite.
This monster's got no teeth. What's he gonna do? Gum us to death?
Zenny, come on. Look at that sweet little face. Does that look like a monster to you?
Primates are chased by a massive blur through a sunlit forest. They dive down a hollowed log as a large paw with thumb spike lunges. The primates hop from boulder to boulder, crossing a pond as the dinosaur follows doggedly. They cross a mossy log bridge just ahead of their pursuer. The dinosaur catches a primate in midair in his mouth. The others stop and look back, cowering, as their friend's tail wiggles from the dinosaur's lips. The dinosaur steps forward, eyes glowering.
Hairball!
That was great! Get him!
Oh no! Attacking leaders! Sorry, please! I can't take it! There are too many of them! Come on, pick on some of your own side! Stop! Help!
Guys, break it up. Remember the courtship? You're going to miss seeing all that smooching.
Oh, Mom.
That's okay, Pleo. We can smooch right here.
It's a shame you don't like kids.
Ooh, nasty little vermin.
Go find Zenny. He's rehearsing pickup lines. Let's hope he's found some new material.
Hey, sweetie, if you'll be my bride, I'll groom you. That is good. Oh, it's good.
Aladar shakes his head.
Girls, I'm known as the Professor of Love. And school's in session. Yeah, I still got it.
I hope it's not contagious.
I'm a raging epidemic of romance.
Come on, hot stuff. Let's get going. You don't want to miss Yar's annual pep talk.
Oh, goody. I can't wait to hear the mating advice of an old monkey.
Hey, I heard that in his day, that old monkey was quite a swinger.
Talking about Yar?
Yeah. To hear him tell it, he put the prime in primate.
Really?
Okay, boys, gather around. Listen and learn from the master.
Now, girls, don't jump into the trees after the first boy with a cute backflip. It's more fun if you keep them guessing.
And if a cute backflip doesn't work, guess.
You're never going to forget this day. So make it one to remember.
But if you mess up, don't worry. They'll never remember.
Come on, guys. We don't want to let them down.
Go on now. Chest out. Chin up.
Male lemurs gather on Aladar's back.
Make them look good, son.
Come on, Yar. My charm and your brains, no problem.
Aladar carries the lemurs out to a mighty, wide-bowed tree.
Hey, girls! Look what just pulled into town.
Hey, ladies!
Your buffet table of love.
Right here!
Hey, beautiful!
Hey, free samples! Get me one!
As Aladar turns away, Zini races down his back and nearly falls off. Aladar stops underneath a tall canopy of trees. Zini races to the pack of male lemurs just as they jump into the branches. Zini follows. Aladar leans against a fallen log. Yar, Pleo, and a young lemur join him. Zini's branch breaks, and he falls as the other male lemurs leap to vines hanging from the wide-bowed tree before the setting sun.
You're missing all the action.
Aladar fling Zini into the vines. With flowers in their mouths, female lemurs climb up the vines across from the males. The lemurs leap forward, passing each other. Zini's foot gets tangled and he hangs from it. As the lemurs land on vines, they swing and leap again. The lemurs pair off onto single vines. The males receive the females' flowers. They climb up the vines into the branches above. Zini is alone. Aladar walks forward and sees the lemur pairs gazing at the setting sun. His head drops and he turns to leave before seeing Zini still hanging from the vine.
Don't worry, Zini. They always have next year.
Hey, I'm lucky to be rid of them. With the ladies, before you know it, they all want to move to a bigger tree.
Oh, well. Poor Zini. The clan still has one bachelor.
No. We have two. Well, it's never really been his best event.
He's got a tougher hide than mine.
Oh, Aladar. If only there was someone on the island for you. Well, you know, who looks like you, but prettier.
Come on, Fleo. What more could I want?
High in the rose sky, white glowing streaks descend slowly.
Whoa!
Aladar walks to the tree as Pleo and Yar's eyes widen. The young lemur next to them goes after Aladar.
What are they?
I don't know.
The young lemur climbs to the treetop. Hundreds of white streaks fall into the ocean beyond. Cleo looks behind her to see waterfowl flying away.
Dad?
Something's wrong.
Aladar, where's Suri?
She's up in the tree.
The island is illuminated as an enormous meteor creeps down from the sky, dispersing clouds. Until it lands in the horizon. A lightning flash and explosion follow. All eyes from the island watch a red wave speed toward them. Cleo dashes up the tree and picks up Suri.
Run, Aladar! Run! Run!
Aladar speeds away from the shore as smaller rocks hurtle from the now dark sky. The ocean is slowly covered by red smoke as the meteor shower intensifies. Aladar is nearly hit. The red smoke wafts over the island, as Aladar continues to run. Aladar comes out of the trees and runs up to a cliff on the other side of the island. He looks down to the churning waters below. The wide bowed tree is uprooted. The smoke and fiery streaks are reflected in Aladar's eye. He jumps off as the cliff is incinerated. Aladar reaches the surface. The lemurs are hanging on to a floating branch. Ocean water washes over pebbles and rocks. Aladar drags himself onto a blasted, smoking shore. Aladar looks around, seeing small fires and glowing ash everywhere. He and the lemurs gaze back on the island, which has become a black and red haze. One by one, the lemurs climb aboard Aladar. The iguanodon looks up to see orange-gray smoke and fluttering ash. He slowly makes his way through the smoldering land. Aladar, still carrying the lemurs, walks before a lava waterfall as smoke chokes the sky. He makes his way through a broken rocky desert.
Now, now, Suri. There's nothing to be afraid of.
Look!
Whoa!
A two-legged shape hides behind a hillside.
Did you see that?
What?
I did.
Me too!
Where did it go?
I don't know. Let's go see.
Leave it alone. Hey!
Shh!
Dad.
It's scaring Suri here.
No, it's not.
Everyone just be quiet.
Aladar looks up to see a wiry dinosaur with narrow head, stiff tail, and enormous sickle-shaped claw on its second toe. A velociraptor. Another raptor appears. Aladar glances to see more raptors gathered in twos and threes all around the ridge. A raptor jumps onto a rock right next to Aladar. He opens his mouth, bearing sharp teeth. The other raptors stalk down towards Aladar and the lemurs. Aladar retreats up a hillside. Two raptors bounce and hit a boulder as Aladar lifts his leg and flees. The raptors swarm after as Aladar runs into a dust cloud. A raptor jumps, sinking his teeth into Aladar's side. Another leaps from the other side, narrowly missing Yar. A claw digs into Aladar's side. The hanging raptor looks ahead, then drops off Aladar as the pack halts.
Aladar, they're stopping!
Aladar stops. Aladar looks up and is knocked over by a bigger dinosaur.
Stay out of my way!
You heard, Crown? Move back!
Aladar gets up to see a massive herd of iguanodons walk around him. Below him, Aladar sees juvenile iguanodons keep pace. Aladar looks up to collide with a slimmer, beige and rose-colored iguanodon. Aladar watches her move on. A packy rhino walks into Aladar, sending him to the ground.
Vinny, get your head down!
Tiny, agile, red-skinned dinosaurs jump over and around him. Bringing up the rear is a horn-frilled Styracosaurus and a towering Brachiosaurus. The lemurs huddle on Aladar's back as the Brachiosaur walks right over them.
Walking backwards, huh? Well, let me know if that gets you there any faster. Keep those little legs moving, or you'll get left behind.
A stumpy armored ankylosaur follows the flabby Styracosaur. Aladar watches the mixed herd continue into the desert.
Look at all the Aladars.
If you're even thinking,
raptors appear on the ridge.
Hang on!
Aladar runs down the ridge. The raptors stop and eye the herd. Three iguanodons stand on a rock slope as the herd slows. Aladar joins the Brachiosaur and the Styracosaur, whose nose horn has been broken near the stump.
Crona, there is a more protected spot further down the...
We'll rest here for the night. Go ahead, Bruton.
I wish we were at your nesting grounds now. All this pushing and shoving about just for a place to sleep. I'm not used to this kind of behavior.
Baleen, you got big feet. Just give them a kick.
Oh, I couldn't possibly. Shoo.
Will you come on, Baleen? You want to get to the nesting grounds alive? Show some backbone.
Hey there. Sorry about that. It's just we overheard you talking and,
Earl drops a rock at Aladar's feet.
Well, my word. Look at Earl. He doesn't normally warm up to strangers so fast.
Baleen stares at the lemurs.
What an unfortunate blemish.
Good mud bath will clear those right up.
Excuse me?
He's my grandfather. Couple times removed.
Try a couple of species removed.
My name's Aladar. This is my family. We're all that's left.
Oh, my dear, I'm so sorry.
Baleen's the last of her kind. Finding stragglers like her all along the way.
I heard you say something about nesting grounds.
It is the most beautiful place there is, child. It's where the herd goes to have their babies.
Will we find anybody that looks like us there?
Oh, the last few days, I've seen them all shapes and sizes. Who knows what we'll find? The hard job now is just getting there.
And we're being driven unmercifully.
By who? Crone, the herd's head honcho.
We can hardly keep up. An older woman like myself, it's positively indecent.
Then tell him. What's the worst he can do?
The three iguanodons brush past Aladar.
Hey!
What's his problem?
That's him, honey. Crone.
Huh. Excuse me! Crone! Got a second?
Get lost, kid.
Relax, Bruton. Who are you?
Aladar.
Why aren't you uphill with the... young bloods?
Well, I was back here talking to these guys. I guess they're having a hard time keeping up. So, you know, maybe you could slow it down a bit.
Let the weak set the pace.
Now there's an idea.
Better let me do the thinking from now on, Aladar.
Hey, they need help back here.
Watch yourself, boy.
Don't worry. That's how my brother treats newcomers. No matter how charming they are.
You sure know how to catch a girl's eye there, stud.
I wouldn't be catching nobody's eye if I was you. Especially Nera's. You just keep your head down, and you mind what Crone tells you.
Since when do we take orders from the likes of him?
Crone has swatted flies bigger than you, Pops.
I could hold that monster's brain in the palm of my...
No, Yara, she's right. Better to keep our heads down with this bunch than get them bitten off by those things.
Well, you just consider yourself lucky. That's all that's following us.
In the distance, raptors scrap. Night gives way to dawn over the sleeping dinosaurs. Zini bounds over to the sleeping Aladar.
Hey, wake up. Enough with the beauty sleep. You're ravishing already. Hey! Hello? Anybody in there?
Zinni, what are you doing?
I believe you left a wake-up call for the dawn of time. Come on, move it!
What's the hurry?
Something's up. The herd's gathering without us. Let's check it out.
Rise and shine.
Crone says everybody goes. Come on, get up. On your feet.
The charm never stops around here.
You say something?
No, sir.
Unless you got a death wish, you and that little parasite better get moving!
Sheesh, is that guy ugly or what? Hey, hey, hey. Here's your girlfriend.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. Nera. Scaly skin, yellow eyes, big ankles.
Yeah, I made a real impression on her.
What you need is a little help from the love monkey.
The love monkey?
Ow, baby! Ow!
Nera looks back and sees Aladar standing alone, grinning sheepishly.
That, children, is what's known as a Jerkosaurus.
And with that, the ice is broken.
Crone and Bruton stand before a dry, flat plain.
We've got a lot of first-timers here. Make sure they get it. We stop for nothing. And no one.
If this is your first crossing, listen up. There is no water till we reach the other side. And you better keep up, because if a predator catches you, you're on your own. Move out!
Goodness, it looks like a very long walk.
And hot. If you smell something sizzling, it could be me.
Aladar's lips purse. lemurs find shade resting on Ema's neck behind her frills, Aladar looks up to the bright sun.
We're moving too slow. I'll pick up the pace.
At night.
Hey, old girl, you're wandering off a bit.
That's all I need. A monkey on my back.
Ema rejoins the herd, marching over moonlit dunes. Aladar comes across a two-legged dinosaur that has collapsed. He shares a glance with Baleen. Looking back, Aladar sees three raptors waiting. Aladar marches on. The raptors descend on the body. The sun is blazing as the herd continues.
On your feet, Ema. Can't let those things eat you. They're out there waiting.
The raptors stand before the ribcage of the devoured corpse. They flee as two horned carnotaurs approach. From above, the two-legged carnotaurs follow the herd's tracks in the dunes. Krohn and Bruton stop before a short crest. Stops at the top. His face falls. The lake bed is completely dry. Other dinosaurs stop as well.
I'm just gonna walk right into that lake until the water's up to my eyeballs and soak it all in.
Bleached skeletons litter the lake bed. Bruton walks over to Krohn.
Maybe the rain's collected somewhere else.
He looks at Krohn.
What do you want us to do? Take a scout and check the entire perimeter. Enough! You have to be strong now. The nesting grounds are only a few days away. Keep moving!
Krohn, we've never gone this long without water. If we keep going like this, we'll lose half the herd.
Then we save the half that deserves to live.
But they're moving already. Keep up.
Always bored here before.
Ema shambles down to the lake bed. Aladar follows.
We always had water. Always. And plenty of mud.
Oh, Ema, please. The herd won't wait. We must carry on.
Baleen walks down to the lake.
We gotta get up.
Baleen's foot cracks the dry bed.
There was water everywhere.
There is no water, dear.
Zini and Aladar look to Baleen's feet.
Baleen,
Don't move.
What is it? What's wrong?
Zini puts his ear to the ground.
Do you hear that?
I sure do. Lift your foot, Baleen.
Aladar and Zini dig at the shallow pit.
Now press down. I always did like big girls.
Water.
Oh, my goodness. Ima, come drink.
Two juvenile iguanodons run down the hillside. Prone overtakes them.
Crone, look. All we had to do was dig and...
Good. Now get out of the way.
From the hill crest, Nira watches Aladar help Ima as Crone boards the waterhole. Two iguanodons walk through a rocky gorge.
Rutan, we've been walking in circles. There's no water here. I think we should get back.
Shh. Keep it down.
A Carnotaur lurks behind some stones. Carnotaur's shadow creeps across a rock face.
Let's get out of here.
Rutan turns to see his scout grabbed by a Carnotaur. He looks back and sees another monster. Rutan climbs up a wall. Sunset. Rose and indigo-tinged clouds cover the golden sky over the lake bed. Aladar, Ima, Earl, Baleen, and the lemurs sleep separately from the herd.
Now you come out on three.
Aladar wakes.
One, two, three.
Suri is at the mouth of a cave.
Come on out. No one's gonna hurt you.
Hey, what's going on?
The little Aladars haven't had anything to drink. I think they're scared of me.
Well, who wouldn't be? You are pretty scary. Come on over, guys. Take it easy. Don't worry. She's just a hairball.
And proud of it. Come on. He's going to find you some water.
The juvenile iguanodons exit the cave as Nira watches.
Here. Now you just take a foot and press. Hey, come on, knock it off. Let's work together here, huh? A little teamwork. Ready? One, two, three, press! Good job, Suri.
So, where are your parents anyway?
A lot of us are on our own now. You like kids, I see.
Well, the skinny ones can be a little chewy. I'm Aladar, the Jerkosaurus.
Oh, sorry about that.
Probably right.
Dad, wake up. Why did you help that old one?
What else could we do? Leave her behind?
Nira lowers her gaze.
Oh, you mean you actually...
Well, that happens all the time. You don't survive if you're not...
strong enough.
Well... yeah.
Is that you talking? Or your brother?
Her eyes narrow, then soften.
Everything's so different. I don't know what to think anymore.
Look, Neera, we watch out for each other. We all stand a chance of getting to your nesting grounds.
You sound so sure.
I'm not. But it's all I know.
Their faces almost touch.
So, water. I'll get you some water.
Can I try?
Sure, just press.
Her hand brushes Aladar's. Their heads smack.
Oops.
Sorry.
No, you first.
One down. And
Yar looks at Zini.
Well, one down.
Aladar and Neera drink from their water hole. Their heads almost meet. Crone looks on from a ledge overlooking the sleeping herd.
Crone! Carnotaurs!
What? They never come this far north.
The fireball must have driven them out.
Crone stands up on his hind legs.
You led them right to us. Maybe you can feed them with your hide. Move the herd out. Double time!
What's happening?
My brother's moving the herd. What's going on?
Carnotaurs. If we don't keep moving, they'll catch up to us.
But the others in the back, they'll never make it.
They'll slow down the predators.
You can't sacrifice them like this!
Aladar runs up Crone's ledge.
Hold it! That could be you back there! Or you!
Crone bowls Aladar over.
If you ever interfere again, I'll kill you.
Neera walks toward Aladar.
Stay away from him!
Aladar, no! You just go! I'll be okay!
As Crone watches, Neera looks back at Aladar.
Let's go! Let's go! Carnotaurs!
What?
Carnotaur! A mouthful of teeth with a bad attitude! Let's go!
Come on, you guys! Get on! Get on! We're gonna get left behind!
Baleen's legs wobble as she gets up.
Let's go! Hurry up! We're losing them!
Aladar, slow down!
He looks back to see Baleen, Ima, and Earl walking slowly. He then watches Crone and Neera depart. At night, the Carnotaurs drink from the lake bed watering hole. Lightning flashes over a broken land.
Oh joy, blisters.
I've got blisters on my blisters.
You don't want to know where I got blisters.
What was that?
It came from up ahead.
Okay. What's the worst thing it could be?
A Carnotaur.
Okay, what's the second worst thing it could be?
Two Carnotaurs.
That's it. I'm gone.
Everybody, we don't know for sure. It could be the herd. Let's check it out.
Baleen lowers her head, trying to hide behind Aladar, who's a quarter her size. Aladar rounds a bend and sees an iguanodon on its side.
Oh, it's Bruton.
It appears we weren't the only ones left behind.
Just leave him here.
We can if we move fast enough. Hey, you don't look so good. Let me help you.
Save your pity. I just need some rest. Now get away from me.
Suit yourself.
Aladar looks down to see Earl point a stick and then walk into a large cavern mouth with a clubbed tail wagging.
Change your mind. Be in those caves.
Bruton closes his eyes and drops his head. Baleen has to lower her head parallel to the ground as they enter.
It's dark, but at least it's dry.
I like dry. It's the dark part I'm having trouble with.
Ouch!
Sorry, Earl. Dirty little thing.
We appear to have a visitor.
Bruton stands outside the cavern in the rain.
You coming in, or what?
What is it with you?
At least I know enough to get in out of the rain. Now, come on your feet.
Aladar attempts to assist the bigger Bruton and is shoved off.
You can lie down with us. It's warmer.
Bruton walks over to the other side of the cavern. Pleo hops to a mass of green buds in the blue-lit cavern.
May I remind you that he's one of them?
Well, looks like he's one of us now.
Bruton lies down on a rock shelf as Pleo breaks off a bud.
Who booked this trip anyway?
You'll be at the nesting ground soon enough.
Well, when I get there, I'm going to give Crone a piece of my mind.
You tell him, Mima.
Suri is playing with the upturned sleeping Earl.
If I could sleep that deep, I'd be in paradise.
If you could sleep that deep, honey, you'd be dead.
Theo approaches Bruton.
This plant grew on our island. It will make you feel better.
She rubs it on his wound.
Why is he doing this? Pushing them on with false hope?
It's hope that's gotten us this far.
But why doesn't he let them accept their fate? I've accepted mine.
And what is your fate?
To die here. It's the way things are.
Only if you give up, Bruton. It's your choice, not your fate. It will help.
Bruton watches Pleo join the others. The plant glows green next to Bruton. Bruton pushes the plant to his wound. Outside the cave, two dark shadows creep over the ground. Lightning flashes over the Carnotaurs. Aladar awakens.
Shh. Carnotaurs.
Water cascades over the cavern mouth as they see the Carnotaurs approach.
Wake the others.
Silently, the company begins to leave. Aladar nudges Earl. The Carnotaur's heads jerk up, Baleen brushes the ceiling. A rock falls down and rolls toward the entrance. Aladar tries to stop it, but it crosses the cascading water. A Carnotaur peeks its head in. Aladar freezes. The Carnotaur's orange eye darts about, narrowing. A lightning flash reveals Aladar. Aladar pushes the struggling Ema. The Carnotaur drags him back. Bruton stops and looks back. The other Carnotaur appears and fights with the first. A shape jumps between Aladar and the Carnotaur.
You help the others!
Aladar runs. He looks back as Bruton faces off with the Carnotaur. Bruton swats a Carnotaur with his tail. It falls into a pillar. Bruton looks up and sees the ceiling shudder. He rams the pillar, breaking it.
Bruton!
A large rock lands on Bruton's neck. Aladar finds Bruton dead. He looks away. Cleo hops down.
You did what you could.
Near the entrance, one of the Carnotaurs breaks free. It looks at the blocked cavern and heads outside. Daytime. The herd marches on through rocky brown lands. Two juvenile iguanodons march, mouths open. One swoons. Crone ignores them and marches on. The standing juvenile tries to pick up his friend.
It's okay, little ones.
We're going to make it.
Nira nudges the fallen juvenile to his feet. She gazes down the herd's tracks. She continues forward, inside the cavern.
Okay, let's do it again. I spy with my little eye...
a rock.
You got it again! Oh, you are good!
Well, I'll tell you what I spy.
A dead end.
They stand before a sheer rock wall.
What do we do now?
I guess we just go back.
Hold on a moment.
Cindy? What is it?
Do you smell that?
Yeah.
The lemurs jump off Baleen. Aladar follows them to the wall. Zini shovels rocks away. A shaft of light pierces the wall.
Get a load of that!
Good show!
Everybody stand back! We're out of here!
Aladar heaves against the wall. Aladar falls away as the hole is covered.
No!
Aladar, we'll go back.
Back to what? It's gone. We're not meant to survive.
Oh, yes, we were. We're here, aren't we? And how dare you waste that good fortune by simply giving up? Oh, shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on you. The worst of it is, you allowed an old fool like me to believe I was needed. That I still had a purpose. And do you know what? You were right. I'm going to go on believing it. I, for one, am not willing to die here.
Maylene rears back on her hind legs and falls forward with her larger forelegs. Ema runs to the wall and pushes. Earl joins them. Aladar throws his shoulder into the wall. With Baleen's final lunge, the wall crumbles. Dust and light fill the chamber. The dust clears, revealing a lush green veil with a clear lake.
The nesting grounds. It's untouched.
Aladar smiles as he watches birds fly before a distant waterfall. They walk out of the chamber and gaze upon the lake as sun rays filter through the clouds.
And it comes with a pool!
Earl holds his stick in his mouth. Zini dives off Baleen's head into the lake below. She hops into the lake, sending a massive wave that Zini surfs on with a tree branch.
Not bad, but I don't get it. Where's the herd?
Not to mention Nira.
They'll get here soon enough.
Ema walks over to a high rock wall.
Oh, no. Ema? I spoke too soon.
What is it?
That is the way we used to get in here.
They'll never make it over that.
Aladar, wait! Crone will eat you alive.
Let him try.
Aladar runs back into the cavern.
I hope Crone's in a listening mood.
Crone looks up at the towering wall on the other side. The herd waits just behind him. Nira pushes her way to the front, the juvenile iguanodont in tow.
Stay here.
We'll find a way around it.
In the morning, we'll climb it.
At the cabin, Aladar wedges himself through. At night, Aladar comes across a tiny red-scaled corpse. A Carnotaur comes around a rock. Aladar hides behind a boulder. The Carnotaur nears the boulder, sniffing the air. It lunges and bites into the tiny corpse. Aladar creeps behind rock cover and leaves.
We have to keep trying. Our survival, our future, is over these rocks. Now let's go home!
The herd waits at the rock wall. Krone looks down to Nira, still with the two juveniles.
You'll make it, won't you, boys?
No!
Watch them. They're tough. If they can do it, so can you!
Krone smiles as the herd begins to climb.
I've been to the valley. There's a safer way.
Go on, show him.
Krone, listen to him.
Look, we gotta go now.
Go where? Straight to the Carnotaurs?
If we hurry, we can get around them. You can't get over those rocks. There's a sheer drop on the other side. They're gonna kill the herd. I know a way to the valley, and everybody can make it. Now follow me.
Krone goes after Aladar.
They're staying with me.
All right, let's go.
Aladar walks away from Krone, who attacks. He knocks Aladar over. Aladar throws Krone off him. The two get up and circle. Krone pounces, but is tossed aside. He throws sand in Aladar's eyes. He slashes Aladar across the chest with his thumb spike. Krone whips around, hitting Aladar with his tail. Aladar looks up to see Krone, arm raised, getting knocked over by Nira. Krone stares at Nira, stunned. She walks over to Aladar and helps him up. They turn away. Krone gets up. His mouth opens and closes.
Nira!
She continues to walk with Aladar. One by one, the herd follow Aladar. Nuzzles her head into Aladar's. Their eyes close. The herd halts. A Carnotaur walks into the gorge.
This way!
No! Don't move! If we scatter, he'll pick us up! Stand together!
Krone climbs up the wall. The Carnotaur paws at the ground and charges. Alador's eyes narrow. The Carnotaur slows and faces off with Alador. Nira joins Alador. The entire herd follows suit. Marching slowly, the braying herd forced the Carnotaur back into a wall. Alador holds the Carnotaur's attention as the herd rounds a bend. The Carnotaur looks to its left and sees Krone stuck halfway up the wall. Eyes narrowed, it runs to the lone Iguanodon. Nira sees the running Carnotaur and follows. Alador sees Nira and runs after her. Krone looks back. The Carnotaur reaches his rock shelf. Krone climbs unfazed. He looks back again while climbing. The Carnotaur continues to follow. Krone stops as he reaches the edge of his shelf. He looks down to see a deep cavern. He looks up and sees several more yards of rock towering above. The Carnotaur nears. Krone grits his teeth. He whips his tail into the Carnotaur's head as Nira and Alador climb after. The Carnotaur hits Krone twice, then bites into his back. Picking him up, the monster throws Krone into a jutting rock. Krone opens his eyes to see the Carnotaur open its mouth. Nira pushes against the monster. Krone watches helplessly as the Carnotaur throws its head into Nira, throwing her into a rock. Alador's tail whacks the monster's head. It spins, tossing Alador with its tail. Alador rushes the Carnotaur and begins to shove it, too close to be bitten. They reach the edge and Alador is shoved aside. He looks up to the Carnotaur. The rock falls out from underneath the Carnotaur. It bites Alador, pulling him over. It loses Alador and plummets. Alador pulls himself up. Nira joins him. They look down upon the motionless Carnotaur, half covered with rock. Nira walks to Krone. She nudges him, but he doesn't respond. Alador joins her. Their next link. On a grassy field, dragonflies hover. Alador and Nira lead the herd through the cavern into the nesting grounds. Rush forward. Leaves cover an Iguanodon nest filled with eggs. A gray and tan snout brushes an egg. Alador lifts his head. Nira and he smile.
Move over, everybody. Bringing in babies is what I do best.
I'd say it's been a few years since you hatched an egg.
You're right. So let me practice on your head.
Look, somebody wants to meet you.
Cleo opens the cracked egg.
Oh, aren't you the sweetest little small fry I ever did see?
Hey, little guy. He looks just like me.
Meet your dad. He's not as crazy as he looks.
Oh, happy day. Well done, little one.
Come here, you little rascal. Let me get a good look at you. Yep.
Yar's eyes roll.
You're your father's son, all right.
Hey, look what I found! New neighbors!
Any of you ladies up for a game of monkey in the middle? Easy now, easy! Hey!
Parents greet their hatchlings as juveniles frolic through the nesting grounds amidst flying waterfowl.
None of us really know what changes, big or small, lie ahead. One thing is certain, our journey's not over. We can only hope that, in some small way, our time here will be remembered.
Your narrator has been Rick Boggs. Description written by Micah Grossman. Video description produced by Closed Captioning Services and WeCTV.com. Words Appear. Directed by Ralph Zondag. Eric Layton. Produced by Pam Marsden. Co-producer Baker Bloodworth. Screenplay by John Harrison and Robert Nelson Jacobs. Based on an original screenplay by Waylon Green. Music by James Newton Howard. Editor, H. Lee Peterson. Production designer, Walter P. Martius. Visual effects supervisor, Neil Capella. Art director, Christy Maltese. Digital effects supervisor, Neil Discurio. Story by Tom Enriquez, John Harrison, Robert Nelson Jacob, Ralph Zondag. Production manager, Tamara Boucher, Carolyn Soper. Manager, digital production, Jinko Goto. Associate Editor, Mark Hester. Sound Designer and Supervisor, Christopher Boyce.